Everybody, and thanks for joining me for another one of my PGA DFS top five videos. This here is on the Awesomeo YouTube channel. And as part of our ongoing effort to maximize your experience with us here at Awesomeo, well, we've created a couple of new YouTube channels. One of our more specific ones, well, the Fantasy Football YouTube channel. Of course, with football just on the horizon, a couple of weeks away. From the regular season, of course, we already have preseason content and projections available. Well, head on over to our Fantasy Football YouTube channel where you're going to get all of our latest content for that. Some awesome stuff going on over there. And of course, if you want to take, say, some of these betting picks, or I should say some of these picks, and turn them into bets, well, the Awesomeo Odds YouTube channel is going to help you with all of your sports betting needs, not just for golf, but of course, looking at NFL props and so much more. So check out our new YouTube channels and make sure you like and subscribe to each of our channels to get notified when content does come live. Here, as I mentioned, this is the top five fades for the Northern Trust this week. Just one more week of a full field, as after this, we have two no-cut events to end the regular season on the PGA Tour. And well, this week features some of the most spread out ownership we have had in a very long time. One of the longest times that I can remember. In fact, we don't have any golfer right now projected over 20% for the big $15 contest on DraftKings this week. I'm sure on FanDuel we'll get plenty of golfers over 20%, and certainly in the single entry stuff on DraftKings we likely will as well. But for this contest, we'll focus on the big one, the $15 in projecting our ownership. And that's why you're going to find a lot of big names here that say are around 14 or 15% owned, that I'm fading, say, 5 or 10%. Just not a lot of ownership going, or not a lot of concentrated ownership, I should say. So let's go and review last five from the last week. And I did pretty well. Made up a little bit for my failure in the sleeper video where I only had one guy made the cut. This one, I had three guys miss the cut. That's what we're looking for, especially when they're all priced over $9,900. Some big time fades ended up paying off, or at least got me some money back, I should say, because if they had all made the cut, I probably would have ended up with nothing last week. Hideki Matsuyama missed the cut. Webb Simpson, the only guy in this video to come in the top 10, came in seventh, missing out on that playoff. Jason Kokrak missed the cut. Brian Harman missed the cut. And Seamus Power, well, he came outside of the top 40. So again, a pretty good week. All right, let's start off with number one. And typically I go from lowest salary to highest salary, but I'm going to start off with Bryson DeChambeau. I saw something in last week and a couple of weeks ago at the US Open. It seems like when he's getting into contention, the bullying, if you will, picks up quite a bit. And it's really affecting him on Sunday. So at $9,600, we're going to need about a top 10 to get paid off on him. So I'm going to take the other side. He's right now projected at 14% owned. I'm going to go down to somewhere around 8%. So a pretty big fade based on the ownership. Doesn't sound like all that much, but based on how the ownership is spread out, that's how it's working. For Bryson, he came in 24th here a couple of years ago, so not bad on the course history, obviously coming off the 8th place finish at the WGC FedEx. Look at his strokes gain ranks, obviously first off the tee, most people know that by now, 59th on his approach, though, pretty good. Does struggle around the green, 111th, so if that goes haywire this week, he may struggle here, and he is ranked 32nd in putting. The next golfer that is certainly not getting bullied out there, but is having trouble on Sundays, well, that's Russell Henley. He's been around, I would say, the leaderboard four or five times now over the last month and a half, but has yet to get it done and has yet to come in the top three, even though he's held the lead for so much of the event. I think that's going to catch up to him here this week. Does not have some great history, coming in 59th and missing the cut back in 2013. So I think maybe if he's going to have a bit of a regression week, it will be this one. Obviously coming off the seventh place finish last week at Sedfield, missing out on that playoff. What a surprise, breaking our hearts here as we look at his strokes gain ranks. 109th off the tee, third on his approaches. He's had a phenomenal year with his irons. And his short game has also improved. He's inside the top 100 on both of them, ranked 98th around the green and 88th putting. Okay, Harris English, I'm going to do the perennial fade again. I'm going to try one more time. If this week he comes in the top 10 or better, and next week he's, say, somewhere around the same price, I'm going to play him. This week I'm not going to. I'm going to try one more time to fade Harris English, who did miss a cut here back in 2013. We want to look at that for anything. Probably not. He's coming off his fourth place finish there at the WGC FedEx with another kind of a throwaway, if you will, on the back nine. That's two tournaments this year that he's thrown away. Also won two of them, so unlike Russell Henley, English has been able to get it done. Hopefully he won't be able to get it done this week, though, as I'll probably have somewhere around 7%, like I mentioned with DeChambeau, so about half of the field's projection. Take a look at his strokes gain ranks, how he's getting it done this year. Well, he's better than average in everything, 75th off the tee and 90th on the approach, but certainly gains most of his strokes on and around the green, 35th and 18th on those two categories. All right, the next two golfers are two of the biggest names in the game of golf right now that I'm going to fade. First one is Justin Thomas. It's pretty simple on this one. I find that his betting number in the markets there, 30-1 in close places, is an easy way to get exposure to JT and not have to worry about his poor performance. We're either looking for a win or nothing there. If we don't roster him on DraftKings at 13, 14% projected on, if he comes anywhere outside of the top 7 or 8, it's a good value. And for a guy that hasn't been in the top 10 in a long time, especially for him, I think this is the good way to do it. I don't think it's going to come at his top 10. I don't think it's going to come in the form of a fourth or a fifth. It'll come in the win. That's when his putter clicks. The rest of his game hasn't been all that bad. So that's why I said when his putter clicks one week, the rest of his game stays intact. He could jolt right up to the top of the leaderboard. That's how I'm going to pick him. I'm going to use him in the betting markets and fade him on DraftKings. Take a look at his strokes gain ranks this year. 60th off the tee, one would think that's okay, but not very good for him. Fifth on the approach has been his best category. We know he's pretty good around the green, ranked 10th, and his putting, well, this year been terrible, ranked 109th. All right, the last guy I want to fade, if there's ever been a spot to fade John Rahm, say this year, certainly in the last couple of months, in my opinion, it's this one. He's far and away the highest priced golfer in the field, in a very strong field, and yet he's coming in at 15% projected owned. Also, he hasn't played in a month due to getting COVID yet again. So I think there's going to be a little bit of rust there. Now, if he was 10,800, say the same price as Jordan Spieth, I think this would be an easy roster for me. But given the fact that he's $700 more than Spieth, $500 more than DJ, and even $1,100 more than Colin Morikawa, I think there are all reasons to take the other side of John Rahm this week. Maybe if he doesn't have a great week, his price will come down in the next couple, and we can jump on him. Certainly think he's a viable contender for the FedEx Cup champion. But this week, I think on the DFS side, he's a pretty easy fade. He did come in third here a couple of years ago at Liberty National in 2019. So certainly a good course fit if he's playing well. Mentioned he hasn't played in a couple of weeks due to getting COVID again. But let's go ahead and look at his strokes gain rank this year. Ball striking has got to be some of the best we've ever seen. Second off the tee and seventh on the approach. That is very impressive. Followed by 54th around the green and 67th putting. So that is going to do it for my top five fades for the Northern Trust. There are some big names. If you don't remember them, I'll go over them quickly again. Bryson DeChambeau, Russell Henley, Harris English, Justin Thomas, and John Rahm are my top five. So again, we've got a couple more weeks here in the PGA Tour regular season. So make sure you stay with us. Make sure you like and subscribe to get notified when all of my videos come live. And of course, after the Tour Championship, we get a one-week break, and then we head right into next year where we're going to have plenty of new faces for me to talk about and tell you guys about. So until then, everybody, good luck at the Northern Trust. We'll see you next week for the BMW Championship. Cheers, everybody.